Good morning, everyone. How are you? Oh, yeah, I won't say that I didn't think twice about turning tail and going home, because I did. But I also, I've been 6 weeks without speaking because I had my shoulder replaced. And of course, I had hundreds of people praying, which is what happened with my knees. I had my knees done 3 years ago, and 17 days later, I walked into my surgeon's office. No walker, no cane. I had my shoulder done, and they said, you wear that arm brace for 4 to 6 weeks. Well, by week four, really three, I was, I don't really need this. I mean, I really don't need this. So my PT isn't exactly thrilled with me, but I've been a personal trainer for 40 years, and I teach listen to your body. Do what your body is telling you to do. And as hard as I try to sleep in that thing, oh, heck. Oh, it's just not something I could sleep with. So I muscled through 3 weeks, and then I said, I threw that thing aside, and I've just been really careful. And I won't say haven't been careful. I have. But I'll also say this isn't a weight-bearing joint. Thank you, God. And so it was such an easier recovery than my knees. My knees were like the first 2 weeks I wouldn't give to my worst of worst enemies. It's wicked. It's wicked. But here I am, and I'm bionic, by God. And we'll continue to be bionic. They want to do my neck next. Well, we'll see. That one is going to be put off for quite some time. Because frankly, I feel great. And you know why? All the surgeons, all the doctors, all the nurses, all of them are going, we just don't see this. This is so unusual. I was strong going in. I was strong coming out. No rocket science here, you know? But I mean, on most people's behalf, I will say, a lot of times you're so deconditioned, by the time you get to that surgery, there's no muscle left because you just couldn't make yourself do what you needed to do to stay strong. Well, I'm just darn stubborn enough to keep doing it. I won't say I won't work within my parameters. I do. And when I have pain, I stop. But I just kept this muscle very strong. So here's the crazy part about this is I love how Spirit created this miraculous apparatus because it has such muscle memory that even though I no longer have any rotator cuff, my serratus have been detached from my shoulder girdle and I do not have any scapular attachment either, I can still do rotational movements, lift like a normal human being. Why? Because the other muscles in my body who were always assisting those groups still remember. And when I ask my body to do it, it does it. And it's making the therapist's eyes pop out of their heads, which is so much fun. But it's true. This body is meant to heal. It was designed to heal. And when we get in the way of that with our doubt and our worry and our fear, it can't do that process like it's so capable, so very capable. So I purposely scheduled this for January 14th, knowing it was probably going to be cave time. And oh boy, we got 16 inches of snow 4 days after I came home. And I was there. I was there 2 weeks, couldn't go, because our driveway is partially in the shade. So there we were. Yes, and I know that of this place. I've been there over 3 years now, so my freezer was full, and my CTC family took such good care of me. They sent me home on January 11th was the last time I spoke there, and I bet 10 people brought me food to bring home and put in my freezer. Because they knew I couldn't chop or cook, right? So, I mean, I literally was without my right arm for the first, well, I'll say 25 days. I was really good. And then I started using it. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is this is a new body every day. And every year, every cell in your body has been replaced again. So it's our thoughts that bring us to diminishment, not our bodies falling apart on because they have to. Do you see what I'm saying? They're not designed to do that. They're really designed to be healthy and strong and heal. So it's, again, it always comes down to our deeply held beliefs. So when I say you're ready, I mean, you are so prepared for now. This is our time to shine. And I am going to stress it beyond my abilities today, because I want you to understand a contract that we've all held for the last, I'm going to say five decades, 50 years, has been to be the doer. Produce, get it done, plan, work, struggle, do. And we were excellent at it. We were, I know many of us became workaholics because we were so determined. That contract ended December 31st. I mean, done. You might have felt it. Something really shifted. And it was, in part, the snake year is over, the number nine, the endings are done. The reason so much came up for everybody that seemed like, darn it, didn't I work on this already? Isn't this, why is this coming back up again? There was so much of that the last 4, 5, 6 months of 2025, because the snake was asking us to purge those skins. Get rid of those false identities. Get rid of those masks. Put them down for good. That's not who you are. It's not your truth. And it wasn't comfortable at all. Many people suffered a lot through that time. But we have absolutely officially started on 1 year, the year of the fire horse, no less, and even more powerfully, may or may not resonate for you, but I'm going to tell you, it's in Aries, and Aries is the first sign of the zodiac and the most intense energy. It's what brings spring. It's what brings everything to life again, and this fire horse is in that energy going, come on. We are ready to grow and expand and be the true human family that we were born to come and be. No more pussyfooting around. The dress rehearsal's over. Let it go. Really, really let it go. Because now, oh, please feel this. You have a new contract. And that contract is what was meditated on this morning by Bill. It was in the songs you were hearing. You are here to be, to receive inspiration from God, and to beam your light for all those who are awakening. And you don't have to do anything more than that. No, does that sound scary to me? Because I'm still wanting to do. But it's an attraction-based universe, gang. So those who are awakening are going to be drawn like a moth to a flame to your beaming, your light of joy and love. If you're living love every day, they will flock to you, I promise. Because one, you're going to be shining and standing out where others are on their knees crying. They're down and out by the pressure of being on a path that they may or may not have contracted for and are resisting awakening. Just, we can't drag our old stories with us anymore. Please stop telling them to your friends when you get together with family. Oh, it's so much fun to reminisce, isn't it? Maybe. But it doesn't always seem to go down the rabbit hole eventually. Somebody's not happy about something or feeling bad about something. It's all old, ancient history that we need not regurgitate anymore. Because you're ready to be the loving, bright, awake beings. And you're just going to have such fabulous lives that they're going to be going, now, wait a minute. How do you do that? How do you have everything go your way all the time? I just don't get it. Were you born under a lucky star? No. And I didn't come into wealth. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. Most everyone here had very rocky, difficult beginnings to our lives. You knew you were going to do that because it catapulted you into wanting to be who you are now. And it made you who you are now. And you're miraculous. You're fabulous. And you don't let anyone's criticism. You should be like Teflon. Do you understand that? You let this stuff roll off of, it's not your truth. They're spewing their insecurity, their pain. Because you know why? We came in knowing we were so powerful that as we walk our path as humans, if we've given our power away over and over and over, we reach a point where we are so frustrated by being disempowered, we start spewing people with our pain because we feel more powerful in the doing so. It's just a wicked, vicious cycle. And it can end right now. I've been saying over and over, ever since the monks did their peace walk, oh, wasn't that amazing? That brought so much awareness to people on how much they can control by the way they choose to feel. I am living a day of peace and committing to that statement every morning. I live in love and committing to that every morning. You change the world. That's how. Yes, it's one person at a time, but I look at it this way. Peace is on earth. It's in a little pocket over here, and a little pocket over here, and a little pocket right here, and another little pocket in Sylvan, another one in Waynesville. And those pockets are growing and growing and growing, and you know darn well their edges are going to meet soon. This whole planet will be enveloped in peace and love. We're on our way. We are on our way, and you are so ready for this now. Don't let those doubts of old hold you back anymore. And it's not being puffed up. It's not being, oh, I'm so wonderful and I'm better than everyone else. It's none of that. It's, I'm God incarnate and I'm boots on the ground and I plan on being love everywhere I go. And it's very open and kind and compassionate. And there's a humbleness to it that is natural. You don't have to worry about getting too puffed up. Your ego has nothing to do with this. That's the old story. That's 3D. I'm going to throw some terms out. I know you've been hearing. That's the old timeline. That's where you used to live. We no longer live there. We live in 5D. We live on the new timeline. We choose love every step, no matter what. And that's how we create our new earth. And it's not hard. Yes, things are going to come out of left field. Yes, things will show up that will pull you off your center. It's just a teacher showing up to show you what you still are dragging around you shouldn't be. Look at it that way, honestly. When things show up in your life that aren't making you happy, that don't bring you joy, that scare you worse, just stop and pause and take a breath and say, what have I got to learn about me that I can stop attracting this to me? Because it is an attraction-based universe and we can't get around that no matter what. Law is law is law. It's like gravity. If you step off the edge of a building, you're going to fall to the ground. You're not going to not fall to the ground. I'm sorry. It's a law. Well, law of attraction is the same. What are you presenting to that law the moment your foot hits the ground in the morning? What energy are you bringing to that law? Because it will grab it and run with it. And it will bring you phone calls and people and interactions and things that match it every time. So say you have a dream and you wake up and you're sad. You know, what the content of the dream isn't that important. It's the feeling. I want to bring your awareness to that, because if you're dreaming and waking up less than happy, let's just say that, that's another teacher. That's your subconscious going, woohoo. You're still toting something around that's not you. It doesn't belong to you, but you're carrying it. Something's making you sad. Ferret it out. Some lie you've been telling yourself. Ferret it out. Get a hold of it and look at it. And decide, is this really, really mine? Or is this mom's or grandma? You know, and I just picked it up along my trail thinking it was the respectful thing to do, to mimic those who raised me, right? Well, no. The respectful thing to do is be true to your heart, and everything else will unfold accordingly. I promise. You're not being selfish. Well, you are, but God bless you. You have to be. What other perspective can you possibly have but self-awareness? So you've got to be selfish enough to want to feel good. Not just some of the time. Not just when you're on vacation. Not when you're with your best friend. All the time. You not only deserve to feel good all the time, you were designed by God to feel good all the time. Where does God reside, may I ask? In joy, in your heart, of course, but never, ever in negativity. It cannot. It can watch you be there. It can stay steady to its powerful, loving vibration to be a beacon to pull you back to it. But it cannot descend into that pit. That's there to guide us. And they should be big red flags at this point of our development, really. When you get a negative feeling about anything, anyone, an energy of a room, a place you walk into, a person you meet for the first time, an animal for that matter. If it's a negative feeling, oh my gosh, you listen and you listen good. That's your intuition. That's God coming through you saying, this doesn't match you. This doesn't match your vibration. Exit left. You know, just get out of Dodge. Seriously, these people are on their paths and we must not judge them. We are on our paths. We must be true to them. And unfortunately, we love to be uplifters. And so very often, we'll find ourselves, I'll just calibrate down to this person's vibration for a minute, get in there with them, and then I'll pull them back up with me. Don't think you can do that. Because the hooks go deep. The hooks go deep. Your programming and your conditioning will jump right in there and say, oh boy, here we go. I have to watch this with my husband so carefully. He just lost his aunt, his mama's younger sister. And there was a funeral, and it was in Missouri. And when he priced flights to Missouri, he was like, I said, how important was your Aunt Barbara to you? Does money really matter that much? This is one time to have closure. But he and I are on very different paths. And he still very much believes in lack. And he chose to tell his mom that because I had shoulder surgery, he needed to be in town to take care of me. Now, by this point, I was in week 3 going on 4. I'm doing great. His circus, his monkeys, is what I had to say. Not mine. I know where I stand. Had it been my aunt, I'd have been on a plane, money be damned. But that's me. And yet, I have a phenomenal marriage. I love this man dearly, but I can't go down his path with him. We can watch, we can be models of our path, and we can be great beacons. But when those close to you particularly start down a path that is not resonant with you, you have to make the conscious choice to allow them to go and just watch. Love them right where they are. See them. Like, this is one I've just started getting a hold of. I am making a conscious decision for people who I have stuff with, energy that is not resonant, to see them in their ideal God image. Before I talk to them, before I try to make plans of any kind with people like this, I sit and take 2-3 minutes is all it takes. And I see that person or the situation ideally through God's eyes. What is this person like really? Not what they're presenting, not the attitudes, none of that. Who is this really? And they are precious creations of God, full of love and light, on their own path. And I can see them like that, I can love them like that, and I can let them be who they are. And that's the best advice I can give you for those kind of situations. You are ready. They may not be. It's okay. We all end up at home. All paths lead home. When? Well, that's up to the person and source. That's entirely individual and unique. So please, please, please walk your path authentically. I cannot stress this enough. We have got to be totally ourselves and make excuses not. There's no reason to excuse yourself or be sorry. Do you know someone like this? Like, I have a 95-year-old friend who I absolutely adore. She's like my surrogate mom. But I bet she says, I'm sorry to me 100 times in a 2-hour period. Now, this tells me that this beautiful little soul has such unworthiness issues. She takes responsibility for everything. It's all her fault. What a heavy burden to be carrying, especially at 95. So I talk a blue streak to her all the time about just loving herself. Don't talk to yourself like that. Talk to yourself like you're talking to me, because I know you love me, and you would never say those things to me that you say to yourself. See, this is our only path, is to be uplifters. And if we're not, you're not going to feel good. You came to be a lover. You came to be the love, to stand in all the chaos and say, none of it matters. None of it matters. What matters is that we are connected eternally. We are one. I love you right where you are. And I'm sorry if you're having a hard time. No, I'm not. It's your path. See that? I do it too. This I'm sorry stuff. If you catch yourself, just pause. Say, have I really got anything to be sorry for? I mean, certainly if you do something inappropriate. You say you're sorry, but, and that's human. We're all going to mess up, sure. But overall, you were born worthy. And I love the statement. I'm going to try and say it every time I speak, no matter where I speak, no matter how many times. You cannot earn anything. You weren't designed to come in and earn. You were designed to come in and allow. You know your truth. You know your pure love. And you say, because I know source is perfect and unlimited, therefore I too am perfect and unlimited. And when you keep telling yourself that, you're creating the new groove in your brain over and over. You may have to say it thousands of times before a part of your heart goes, oh, that does feel right. That does feel like my truth. That is who I am. And that's okay, because sometimes programming and conditioning is hard to wallow through. But you're ready. I'm going to keep telling you, you're ready, and the best is yet to come. I know if you're watching media or reading newspapers, you're saying, well, you're full of bunk. But that too is crumbling. These businesses who have fed us fear all these years aren't getting our attention like they used to. Their ratings are dropping. Things are changing, and it's not going to be as fast as we all hope, but I promise it's shifting significantly and will continue to do so. The light is absolutely predominant on this planet and will always be so. You can count on that. You can trust that. And that's where we have to just really hold on tight to our faith. And know everything is for my highest and best, or it wouldn't be in front of me. So never condemn what comes down your path. It's your teacher. And remember these times, I'm just going to share just a very couple things. This is such a powerful cosmically Saturn and Neptune just today went into Aries at 0 degrees. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. 0 degrees is a very, 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 very new beginning. It's like you're starting fresh with a clean slate. Now, Saturn is our teacher, our taskmaster, keeps us on our soul's agenda. And Neptune is spiritual and airy and wants us to delve back into our spiritual nature and own it. And so this is just excellent energy for remembering. That's why so many are awakening now. And it's all about new beginnings. So if you find yourself trying to rehash anything from your past, just say, nope, I'm moving on. Because what's coming is way more delicious than anything you've lived before. I promise you that. I promise you that. Abundance is definite with this kind of conjunct. Now, that's not just about finances. That's abundance on all levels. If you're looking for abundance in health, wealth, friendship, family, anything you want, you can get there. The question is, where will that abundance land in your life? And you choose that by being clear and letting go of doubt, fear, and worry. Don't let it come in and dampen your dreams. Your dreams are yours because they're meant to be yours. They're meant to come to fruition. And they will. They will. As long as you stay out of the way. And there's so much energy pushing right now. Wow. 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 We're actually allowing, I'd say the next 4 to 5 weeks, just allow your nervous system to reset. Remember, you're going from doing to being and receiving. It's a nervous system reset. You've got to be willing to allow your body to reset. That means you're going to have times of sheer exhaustion and wicked great energy and back to sheer exhaustion. Your body is calibrating. It's upgrading and it needs this time. Don't fight it. Just roll with it. It is all in perfect order. Venus and Jupiter are trine. Oh, this is such a good thing. This is one of the most powerful aspects that can happen in our solar system because Venus is all about grace and allowing and love. And Jupiter is all about expansion and growth. And oh my gosh, they're both exalted because they're both in their home sign. Saturn or Venus is in Pisces and Jupiter is in Cancer. And that is their home sign, which makes this super powerful time for just allowing the love to grow. Just be willing. That's all the universe is asking us right now. You're done doing. You've done enough for lifetimes. I mean that, you guys. You've done enough for lifetimes. It's time to just kind of kick back, trust, and allow it to inspire action for you. Don't feel like you've got to go home and write a plan for 2026. You don't. You don't. It's all there for you waiting. I love you. I'm so glad to be back. I have missed coming. I come every other month, but I had to be a little behind this month with my shoulder. But all is well. Know who you are. Love every moment. You are ready. And so it is.